So we'll say there's a beautiful pasuk, and it's actually quite apropos for us, just coming off Baba Metzia, where we saw all of the halachos of the shomrim, all the halachos of the various custodians. So remember, all of those halachos, so much of Baba Basra, just simply comes from Parshas Mishpatim. So the Torah says, this is in Parak Chaf Beis, Pasek Yud Gimel. V'chi yishal ish me'im re'ehu, if a person borrows, we'll say this is the halachos of a shoel, of a borrower. So the halacha is, if a person borrows something from his friend, v'nishbar o meis, and the item breaks or it dies, ba'olav ein imo, and the owner is not there, so what's the halacha? Shalim yishalim. The halacha is that the shoel has to go ahead and pay for the object. So we'll say this is the halacha of the shoel. So remember again, the halacha of a shoel has complete responsibility for everything that happens to the object. The only ptur, the only exemption the shoel have is what we call ba'al of imo, right, if the owner is present. So also it says a beautiful, beautiful insight by the Rebbe, Rabbunim of Pshischa. And he says, I want to read this to you. So Rabbunim says, Kol Adam kibal es nishmaso b'sha'ala l'nat l'tov. Rabbo said, all of us receive a neshama, receive a beautiful soul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam lends us that soul. It's a she'ela. It's not ours to keep. The Ribbono Shel Olam lends it to us. V'shoel chayiv afilu ba'onsin. And I will say, the halacha with the shoel, is, remember, shoel is different than a shomer sachar or than a shomer chinam. Because what's the halacha, I will say? But let's say even a shomer sachar, even by a paid custodian, if an ones circumstance, extenuating circumstances happen, and something happens to the object, what's the din of a shomer sachar or a paid custodian? He's potter. Right? They will say, everybody is potter for own sin, with the exception of a shoel. Right? A shoel, a borrower, is chayiv for everything, even for onsen. Says Rebbe something amazing. A shoel is chayiv onsen. So therefore again, which means if I'm a shoel of my neshama, I'm a borrower. The Moshe lent me this neshama. And it's going to be mine. Remember, it's an eternal lending. But it's, so therefore again, which means I'm chayiv for onsen. Which means Rebbe said, that's what? I'm chayiv for anything and everything that goes wrong with that neshama, extenuating and extenuating. So says Rebbe, Ve'ech tuvchal, eifa adam liftor atzma b'yom adin, min ha'beros sha'asis ba'onis u'bishkaga. Says the Rebbe Rabbunim, so how could it be after 120, I'm going to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And Rabbo say, so many of us are banking on the ones excuse, right? At least for some of my averos, I'm banking on that, right? I'm banking on, it was extenuating circumstances, it was beyond my control, I didn't have the ability to stop it. So, but says the Rebbe, apparently, that's not a good taino. That's not a good claim. Because at the end of the day, I'm a shoel on my neshama, and a shoel is chayiv for everything, even onsen. How are we going to be able to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Yom HaDin? And look what he says. Ela, im ba'alav imo. So it says, Rebbe, there's only one p'tur you have as a shoel. And that's the p'tur of im ba'alav imo. The p'tur is, if the owner of the object is always with you, then you have an exemption. He says, "Bichinas shevisi Hashem lenegdi summit." Says the Rebbe Rabbunim, there is only one way. There is only one way that the shawl has a p'tur, and that's if the owner, and that's if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with him at all times. Shehishchin es Hashem belibo, v'nasa ba'ol malchus shamayim tamid. It's only if a person is able to say, "Yes, I messed up big time in life. Sometimes it was willingly, sometimes it was unwilling, sometimes it was own sin. But Rebbe Shalom, here's the deal. Shevisi Hashem lenegdi summit, you were always with me. I always kept you by my side, even in those moments. When I messed up so terribly, I always made sure you were with me. Shevisi Hashem lenegdi summit. Rebbe Shalom, you can't hold me accountable. Why? Because I lived the life of Ba'al of Imo. I lived the life where you were always with me. I may be a shoel, but you, the owner of the object, you, the owner of the shomer, will always be by my side. He goes on, he says, and therefore, in that case, if it's Ba'al of Imo, then what? Lo yishalim. I will say, says Rebbe Rabbunim, something so beautiful. You want to be able to have the most beautiful taina after 120 when I stand before the Beis Nishamala. I want to be able to face the Beis Nishamala even with all of my averos, no problem. I mean, not no problem, but I'll minimize the problem. As long as I lived the life of Ba'al of Imo. If I lived life where the Ribbono Shel Olam was always with me. If I lived life where I kept him by my side every single second of every single day. If I lived the life of Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. Then ultimately, no matter how badly I messed up, I will be able to claim the Ptur of Ba'al of Imo. And we'll say, listen to what the Rebbe says. He goes on, Husha Amar David. We'll say, quotes the Pasuk from Tillim. Of Achos Sha'alti Me'es Hashem O Savakesh. Listen to how he dashes at the Pasuk. achos. There is one thing. Haneshama hayichida sha'alti me'es Hashem. There is one thing that I have borrowed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not, see, the Rebbe says sha'alti doesn't mean request. Sha'alti means borrowed. Ha'echot, right? Achos. There is one thing in this world that I have borrowed from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sha'alti me'es Hashem. Haneshama nitna li b'toras ha'she'ila. V'yeshlochosh she'eschayiv afilu ba'onsin. So says Zeb, but here's the problem. If there's achos, if there's one thing, the sha'alti I borrowed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a shoel on my neshama, which means I'm chayiv in own sin, I'm chayiv for everything. The only etza is therefore Ela. Osa avakesh shifti b'veis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Ribbono Shel Olam, because I am a shoel on the achos, I am sure on the one thing, the one request I have is, shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. Let me dwell next to you. Mishalosi lihios tamid karov laHashem. My only request ultimately, Ribbono Shel Olam, is to be in close proximity to you. Vaharizu kisha'ila bebailim. Because if I live shifti beveis Hashem, then that's a life of Baal of Imo. And a life of Baal of Imo, ultimately again, Ribbono Shel Olam, even though I'm a shoel in the neshama, if it's Baal of Imo, then ultimately again, that's my p'tor even from the worst transgression. So we'll say, what do we learn from the beautiful Vart of the Rebbe Rabbeinu? So first of all, you understand this incredible yisod of this relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me with my neshama. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Baal. He is the owner of my neshama. I am the shoel on a technical level because I'm a shoel and chayiv for everything. Afilu onsim, even for extenuating circumstances. But there is only one way for me to establish some level of pitur. There's only one way for me to navigate out of the complexities of the she'ila, of the borrowing, and that's to live a life of ba'al avimo. That's to live a life, ultimately, again, of shifti beveis Hashem. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is with me, then I will say, now, what is the Rebbe teaching us? I'll just take one more minute of your time. But what is the Rebbe teaching us? He'll say, what's the pshat with the p'tor of Baal Avimo? Why is it that if I borrow something, I'm a shoel, I have heightened liability. So why is it that ultimately, again, that if the Baal is with me, that I'm not responsible? What's the pshat? What's the svara for that? The svara for that is because when the owner is with me, then I'm not a full shoel. When the owner is with me, then I'm not a full borrower. When the owner is with me, we own this b'shutfus. When the owner is there is my ownership, but the owner's ownership is also present as well. That's why I don't have liability when the owner is there. I only have full liability when I own this thing by myself. But if I own it jointly with the owner, we share responsibility. What the Rebbe is teaching us is something amazing, I will say. That when we keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, when we live a life of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, when I live a life of Shifti Beveis Hashem Koy Mechayai, that what it's saying is, Ribbono Shel Olam, we own my neshama jointly. When you are here in my life, then it's not just me and my neshama, it's you, me, in my neshama. You, the owner, is here together with me. And Abba say, you want to understand the godless of that? The godless of that is, when the Ribbono Shel Olam is in my life, and the owner of the neshama is co-owning it with me, that means even when I fall, because we fall often, it gives me the chizuk to get back up. Because the owner, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is there right alongside of me. See, the difficulty in life is that when I stumble and fall, and I fall by myself, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not by my side, it's much harder to regroup. It's much harder to get back up. But if I'm living a life of Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Summit, if I'm living a life of Sh'acha Sh'alti Mir Hashem, Shifti Beveis Hashem Koy Mechayai, then even when I fall, because the owner, because the Baal is there, when I fall, guess what? He helps me back up. See, I'm about to say, if I fall, and I'm all alone, right? You might remember like those medic alert commercials from a long time ago, right? I fall in, what does it go? I fall and I can't get up. I will say, I thought there is chachma b'goyim. There's a lot of chachma in that commercial, right? A lot of chachma. I didn't see it myself. A friend told me about it. But, right? But again, there's a lot of chachma in that. A lot of chachma. If you live life and the Baal is not there, then you fall and you can't get up. But if you live a life of Baal of Imo, if you live a life of Shifti Beveis Hashem, then even when you fall down, the Baal is right there to help you get up. So we should be zocha with these beautiful words of the Rebbe Rabbunim to ultimately understand, first of all, the achos sha'alti, recognize that, wow, every single day there's a she'ila. I'm a shoel. I'm not the owner of this neshama. I'm the shoel on this neshama. But there's great news. Because I'm a Shoel, I can invite the Baal to Ribono Shel Olam. I want to live a life of Baal Avimo. I want to live a life, ultimately, again, of Shifti Beveis Hashem. I want you here. I don't want to take this object and go away from you. I want to co-own it with you. And the Baal said, that does two things for us. Yes, it gives us a good claim after 120, but you know what? We're not worried about 120. We're worried about today. Today, what it allows me to do is to go ahead and nurture this Sheila, nurture this object, together with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I keep you in my life, if I have that life of Shidis Hashem and Negdi Summit, if I live that life of Shifti Beveis Hashem, if the Baal is right here, then I know that when I fall, and inevitably I will, you will help me get back up. Thank you.